Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just be.
Our guest this week grew up in Roseville, Michigan, and was a promising athlete until a swimming accident in 1983 left her a quadriplegic. Today, she holds three World Paralympic swim records and is a seven-time gold medalist at the IPC World Championships. The Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the DMC Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan, her name, Cheryl Angelelli, and we're honored to have her as our guest. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Cheryl Angelelli, the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the DMC Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan. Cheryl, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here with you.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad?
Sure. I grew up in Roseville, Michigan. My mother's name is Patricia. My dad's name is Ray. He owns his own business in Fraser, and I also have a younger brother named Danny, and sports were always a really big part of our childhood growing up. My brother was a hockey player, went on to play Division I hockey at Lake Superior State and won a couple of NCAA championships with them, and my dad played baseball and hockey growing up, so sports were always a big part of our lives, and for me, swimming was my sport, and I started swimming when I was about 8 years old. My mom had me in lessons, and my brother in lessons at the YMCA over there in Mount Clemens, and one day during while we were doing an open swim, a coach had been watching me in the water and asked me to point out my parents and went over and said, "Hey, I think your daughter has some promise. We'd love to have her come out and try out for a swim team." And the rest is kind of history.
What's the biggest thing, Cheryl, you learned from Mom? And what's the biggest thing you learned from Dad?
Well, from my mother, unconditional love. She's always put everybody before herself. She's always helping, even to this day, her kids out, whether it be when we need a babysitter or running errands because we're both working. But unconditional love from my mother. She has a heart of gold and a huge heart. And from my father, it's probably just commitment and dedication. My father just had a high school education, and he owns his own business and built his business from the ground up. He's in the high-performance automotive business, and he runs Mancini Racing. And I'm, you know, very proud to say that, you know, he built his business from the ground up and with a lot of hard work and never give up kind of attitude.
Cheryl, take us back to February 4th. 1983, you're 14 years old. What happened?
Well, on the night of February 4th, 1983, I was on my way to swim practice, and I was with swimming with the team, the Macomb Marlins, and walked into swim practice and unfortunately never walked out. Our coach had us doing a new racing dive that day during swim practice, and he put a rope in front of the starting blocks. And I jumped higher than I normally would to be able to clear the rope. And I came down and I hit my head at the bottom of the pool. And back in the 80s, the starting blocks used to be in the shallow end of the pool. So we were only in 3.5 feet of water. So I came down, I hit my head, and immediately I thought, wow, boy, I'm going to have a real goose egg on my forehead because I hit my head, smacked my head pretty hard. I felt like I hit my forehead. But it wasn't until I tried to take a stroke to come to the top of the water that I realized that something was definitely wrong. It was like somebody had flipped a light switch and everything just stopped working. So I floated to the top of the water face down. I couldn't even turn myself over or had any movement whatsoever. And my teammates realized I was in trouble, and they jumped in and turned me over. And pulled me out the side of the pool, and we just waited for the EMS to get there. But in the back of my mind, I kind of knew that I was paralyzed.
Cheryl, when the doctors told you what your limits and life would be like going forward, what did you think?
Wow. You know, the night in that emergency room, you can imagine as a 14-year-old, you know, the devastating news that I heard from the ER physicians, they painted a very, very bleak picture of what my life was going to be like. They told me that I would never walk again, that I would probably require 24-hour care to do even the most basic things like dress myself, sit up, feed myself, getting in and out of bed, dressing. They told my parents, you know, that I probably wouldn't be able to sit up in a wheelchair, that I'd be strapped down. It was just a very, very bleak picture of what my life was going to be like.
Any life-altering accident affects the whole family. How did it affect your family, Cheryl?
Absolutely. You know, this accident just didn't happen to me. It affected everyone in my family. You know, the night in the emergency room, my mother was with me at swim practice. My dad was at a hockey rink with my brother, and they called him at the hockey rink and told him that, you know, I had been in an accident and he needed to get to the hospital. So he really didn't think that it was too severe until he got there and he got the news, and he almost fainted there in the hallway. They had to give him something because he was just, you know, it just knocked the life out of him. And my parents were devastated. And, you know, they gave up a lot and they had to be with me. I was in the hospital for over 5 months. My dad was at the hospital every single day, never missed a day out of the 5 months that I was in the hospital. And, you know, my brother's life was affected too. You know, my parents had to spend a lot of time with me in the hospital or taking me to different appointments. And, you know, oftentimes he had to be picked up by neighbors or stay with relatives, you know, for dinner. So, you know, it affected everybody in the family for sure.
When we come back, we'll ask Cheryl about a trip to Atlanta in 1996 that also changed your life. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm your host, Jack Rasula, and we're talking to Cheryl Angelelli, who took a trip to Atlanta in 1996, changed your life forever. Tell us about that trip.
Well, in 1996, I was working. I had just recently graduated from college, and I was freelancing as a reporter. And I was sent to Atlanta in 1996 to cover the Paralympic Games that were being held. And I had known about the Paralympics, obviously, from having a disability, but I truly never experienced it or you know, was able to embrace what it was really all about. So it was very eye-opening experience. You know, I have been a competitive person all my life, and when I was injured and had my spinal cord injury, I thought that part of my life was over, that I'd never be able to compete at an elite level again. But that all changed when I went to Atlanta in 1996. I saw that the Paralympics was this elite-level competition that existed for athletes with disabilities. There were athletes from over 100 countries that came to Atlanta and competed with all types of disabilities. And these were world-class athletes, and I knew right then and there that I wanted to be a part of the Paralympic movement. You know, a lot of people confuse the Paralympics with the Special Olympics. They're completely different. The Special Olympics are for athletes with intellectual disabilities, and the Paralympics are for athletes with physical disabilities. So people who have spina bifida, spinal cord injuries, athletes who are blind or may have an amputation, compete in the Paralympics. It's actually the second largest sporting event in the world, and we're part of the United States Olympic Committee. So we compete every 4 years in the same venue as the Olympic Games. Our games usually take place a couple of weeks after the Olympic Games in the same venue. We get the same medals that our Olympians do. So it was just an incredible experience. And when I was down in Atlanta and got to experience all of the different sports and meet some of the athletes, I knew right then and there that this was what was missing in my life. And I turned to my friend and I said, you know what, next 4 years when the Paralympics come around, I'm going to be on that team. And I made a commitment right then and there that I would train and do whatever it took. And in 2000, I made my very first Paralympic team.
When most people think of swimming, they think of getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, jumping in the pool, hundreds of laps. Very monotonous. Cheryl, why do you love swimming so much?
You know, for me, it's just the freedom, I think, of being in the water. In my everyday life, you know, it can sometimes be a challenge and take a lot of effort to get from point A to point B in a wheelchair. But in the water, I'm completely free. I can move around effortlessly. And basically, in the water, I'm just like everybody else. In fact, if you came to the pool and you didn't know that I was in a wheelchair and you were watching me swim, I don't think, other than the fact that I'm not kicking, you would think that there was anything wrong with me. So I just truly love the freedom and the effortlessness of the sport. And it's the sport I grew up with, so I'm a little biased that I think it's the greatest sport.
Cheryl, you have 3 World Paralympic records. Mm-hmm. You hold 15 American records. You've won 7 gold medals in the IPC World Championships. What is it like winning a gold medal, being on that platform, having the gold medal placed around your neck, and having our national anthem played in your honor?
It's an indescribable feeling. I mean, there's so much hard work and effort that goes into it. Like you said, I'm often, when I'm training, I'm up 5:30 in the morning in the pool before most people even start their day. So, you know, it's a validation for all of that hard work and sacrifice, and, you know, it's validation and the support. You feel the support of so many people who lifted you up and got you there. You know, when I'm on that podium, I'm thinking about my coach, who happens to be my husband. I'm thinking about my family. I'm thinking about all of my teammates, all of the people who truly lifted me up and helped me get to that point in my life, and it's such an honor to be able to represent your country. There's many times that I've gotten teary-eyed on that podium, you know, watching the American flag, listening to the national anthem. It's just an incredible experience.
We're talking to Cheryl Angelelli, and in 2000 she was named the Female Amateur Athlete of the Year for the state of Michigan. Cheryl, when you watch a Michael Phelps win a gold medal, or this coming in another month or so, we have the Winter Olympics again. Apollo Ono, if he wins another gold medal, what's it like watching that platform ceremony on TV?
Well, the entire 2 weeks that the Olympics are on is just a boohoo Kleenex moment at my house. I'm constantly crying because I get it. I understand it. You know, when I watch those athletes walk into the opening ceremonies, I've been there. I've walked into the stadium with my teammates waving the American flag, listening to 100,000 people in the stadium cheer for, you know, our delegation. When they're on the podium or there's a outstanding performance of some, you know, underdog that you never saw coming and they end up on the podium, it brings tears to my eyes every single time. Just it's an emotional experience, and I love the Olympics. I can't wait for them to start.
Cheryl, you've been with the DMC Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about RIM.
RIM is just an amazing place to work. I truly get to see miracles happen every single day when I work here. I get to see patients when they are first admitted to the hospital. We treat patients who have had disabling injuries or illnesses, such as a stroke or a spinal cord injury or brain injury. You know, and the day that they get here to RIM, you know, they're scared, they're uncertain about their future, they don't know what, you know, what they'll be able to accomplish, they don't know how independent that they'll be. There's just a lot of fear and anxiety, and I get to watch the transformation over the weeks that they're here, and then when they come back as an outpatient, and this transformation that occurs, and the way that we're able to help them really and truly take control and regain their lives. It's an amazing process to be part of, and it's amazing to be able to witness the important work that our therapists, doctors, and everybody does here to help these people reclaim their lives again.
What's the biggest thing you've learned in your role as Director of Marketing and PR for RIM?
Wow, that no 2 days are alike. you know, I love the fast-paced energy of my job. I love doing something different every single day. I love working in the field of medicine. There's so many promising treatments and therapies that are out there. So it's I'm constantly learning and growing.
Let's talk about a couple of patients that have really moved you. One, Stevie Beal.
Yeah, Stevie's a really special girl. I met Stevie probably 6 years ago. When she first came to our program, she was 17 years old and was in a terrible car accident that ended up taking the life of her best friend, and she was paralyzed in the accident, and she's a paraplegic. And, you know, again, it's watching that transformation. You know, she came to us, and she was really scared and uncertain, and, you know, she had a lot of people doing things for her that she could, you know, she could learn to do for herself, but, you know, she just didn't have that confidence yet, and I think that's one of the biggest things, too, is we give people their confidence back to be able to go on and look past their disabilities and see all the things that they can accomplish. And over the six-year transformation, she's been in our Center for Spinal Cord Injury Recovery Program, and just to watch her grow into a beautiful, confident young woman has been such an honor for me. And this past August, she got married, and one of her goals was to be able to walk down the aisle on her wedding day, and her therapist here at the Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan helped make that dream come true for her. In fact, one of her trainers, who she was so close to, actually walked her down the aisle with her father. So those are the type of special relationships that our staff build with our patients here. So, like I said, getting to see those miracles and those transformations, that's the best part of my job.
Another one, Brendan Maluski.
Yes, Brendan is an injured firefighter. He was injured in a pretty high-profile news story in 2010 where an arson fire injured seven firefighters, and Brendan happened to be one of the ones that was critically injured. And, you know, just to see him and his family, they didn't know where to turn. They didn't know what resources were available to them. And he's just a fighter. He has been through so much, and you know, now he's really an advocate for people with disabilities. And he found that, you know, through what happened to him, that he has a voice, and he's become a huge advocate not only for people with spinal cord injuries, but he's been in the news lately as a firefighter who is advocating for his rights that are due to him as someone who may have his pension cut.
One more, Cheryl. Phil Gibbs.
Phil is a patient that we had here at the Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan. Again, another tragic story, but light at the end of the tunnel. He and his wife, it was a Thanksgiving holiday, and they were on their way to pick up their turkey, and fortunately a car in front of them had hit a deer, and the deer came crashing through their windshield and it came into their car, instantly killing his wife. And Phil sustained a brain injury, and became blind in one eye as a result of the accident. And now he's a single dad raising his daughter, and has the most beautiful spirit and most positive attitude that you can imagine.
We're talking to Cheryl Angelelli, who's known as the Dara Torres of Paralympic swimming. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Brasula, and we're with Cheryl Angelelli. Her success in the pool in life is the subject of a documentary film entitled Untold Dreams. Cheryl, technology keeps changing and improving. Mm-hmm. And recently, RIM got a new device called EXO. Tell us about EXO.
EXO is an amazing device that is showing a lot of promise. It is basically a robotic exoskeleton. So it's a wearable robot. It's a robot that our clients with spinal cord injuries are able to wear over their clothing. And through the robotics of EXO, our clients who are wheelchair-bound are able to stand and actually walk. And it's a normal walking pattern. The robot takes the leg, bends it, places the foot down. So it truly is a sensation of walking. Traditionally, when we get patients up, it's in leg braces, which their legs are straight. So when they're walking straight leg. With the EXO, it's actually a normal walking pattern. So we're very fortunate that we're one of only 20 rehab centers across the whole United States. We were the eighth rehab hospital to get it in 2012. And it's a very exciting and promising piece of equipment for people who have lower extremity weakness.
RIM is part of the DMC, and when the DMC was purchased by Vanguard, they made an $850 million commitment to our community, which Tenet now has agreed to honor. Talk about the life and vitality within that DMC community down at Mack and Woodward.
Well, you know, everyone's talking about the rejuvenation of Detroit, and the Detroit Medical Center is a perfect example of that. You know, we're one of the largest employers in the city of Detroit, and thanks to the dollars that are Tenet and their previous owner Vanguard's have invested in the Detroit Medical Center. We have construction going up. We are investing in our facilities, in new technology and robotics. It's a very exciting time to be working here at the DMC and to see all the great things that we're doing.
Cheryl, let's go back again to February 4th, 1983.
Mm-hmm.
You're 14, promising athlete, and that day you become a quadriplegic. If in that day God talked to you and said, Cheryl, here's what's going to happen if you jump in that pool today. I'll give you a choice. You want to jump or not? What would you tell God?
You know, I think that this will be hard for most people to understand, but I don't change what happened that day. That day has kind of shaped me into the person who I am today. And I think that a lot of the things and the opportunities that have presented themselves to me, I would not have been able to do had that have had my accident not happened to me. And I truly believe that I gained more than I lost that day because, like I said, it's really shaped me into the person who I am. And, you know, my legs, my wheelchair has taken me places that my legs never would have. I've been all over the country and, you know, the relationships and the people that I have in my life, I don't think that I would have met those people had I not had a disability. So, you know, I'm in a great place in my life. I really don't think about my disability. I just go on with my everyday life. And it's so much a part of who I am that I really don't think about it. Really, the only thing I can't do is walk. And I have a wheelchair, so I have a way to do things differently. So I don't view my situation as a hardship or as a disability. You know, sometimes it just takes me longer to do things or it's a little harder to do things. That's really all it is.
5 or 6 years ago, Cheryl, I had a mutual friend on, Wayusi Olosolo, a most amazing human being. At age 16, number one rated basketball star in the Midwest. Then he gets gunned down by a 357. He's just an innocent bystander. He would continue to go every month and visit the kid that shot him in prison. He died a year or two ago, I think at 38. And he was not bitter. And I asked him, why not? And his answer was, Jack, being bitter is like me taking poison in the hope that you die.
Mm.
What do you think about that, Cheryl?
I'm not bitter either. People often ask me about that coach that did that dive the night that we were at swim practice. And, you know, he never intended for anything bad to happen to me. It was not something that he did on purpose. So I don't hold any malice or grudge in my heart towards him. And I think that, you know, for me, it's always been focusing on the positive. And if I were to get caught up in being bitter and negative, it wouldn't have allowed me to move forward and be the positive person that I am. So I think that bitterness and negativity hold you back. And there's no room for that in my life.
Another hero in this town, Tony Philippus Sr. Tell us about Tony Philippus Sr.
Well, I was honored to be able to call Tony my friend for many years until Tony passed away, several years ago. Tony was the founder of Wright & Philippus, and he himself, a person with a disability, he, as a young kid, was playing on streetcars and lost his legs in a train accident. And again, sports was always a big part of Tony's life, too, and it was always his dream someday to be able to recognize athletes with disabilities. And he started the, in addition to starting Wright & Philippus, he started back in 1999 the Athletes with Disabilities Hall of Fame. And I had the distinct honor and privilege of being the second class of individuals inducted into the Athletes with Disabilities Hall of Fame.
You've gotten a lot of honor, Cheryl. That honor, Female Amateur Athlete of the Year of the State of Michigan in 2000, 1991. You were crowned Miss Wheelchair of Michigan, and you went on to win the title of first runner-up Miss Wheelchair of America.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get tired of all these honors, Cheryl?
No, I really look at it as a platform to be able to share my story, hopefully motivate people who are facing similar challenges and obstacles in their lives. So I look at each of these honors not so much as a spotlight on me, but an opportunity for me to share my story and make a difference.
There's a fella, 31-year-old man, Nick Vujicic. We've been honored to have him three times on the show. He was born with no limbs. He goes all over the world inspiring people. And he says that if you put a G and an O in front of disable, you get God is able. What do you say about that, Cheryl?
You know, faith has always been a big part of my life. I'm the product of 12 years of Catholic school, and I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. And I believe that this was God's purpose for me, and that, you know, he never gives us more than we can handle. And, you know, it's... He's given me this beautiful life, and it's up to me to be able to run with it and to be able to share my story.
Life is a series of chapters, and you've just completed a glorious world-class 15-year chapter as a world-class Paralympic swimmer, the best in the world. It's just ended. Are you okay with that?
Well, you know, I've retired more times than Brett Favre, so I don't know that this chapter is completely shut. I think there might be a few more pages left to this chapter, but you never know. Swimming will always be a big part of my life, but, it's been such a big part of my life, but it doesn't define me. I'm more than Cheryl Angelelli, the swimmer, so I have no doubts that the next... you know, God's got a plan for me, and he'll let me know what that next chapter is going to be.
We're talking to Cheryl Angelelli. When we come back, we'll ask her what it's like to have a movie made about your life. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to Cheryl Angelelli. A documentary film entitled Untold Dreams is about your life. What's it like having a movie made about your life?
Well, I think it's the closest that I'll ever get to being a Kardashian, having a film crew with me 24/7. So it was a really cool experience. A friend of mine, Jim Saliba, who owns Burke Video, I came to him with the idea to shoot a video about me training for the 2004 Paralympics to help shed some light and to educate people, bring greater awareness to the public about what the Paralympics is all about. So the movie really focuses, you know, it starts off and talks about my accident, and it follows me through me being selected to the 2004 Paralympic team and all the training that went up in up to training for the event. And the crew, the film crew, actually went to Athens, Greece with me and filmed my races in Athens. And that was Athens was the first time that I actually stood on the podium at a Paralympic Games. I have two bronze medals from the Athens Paralympics. So it was a really neat experience. And, you know, I think I'll always be able to treasure, you know, having that footage, you know, of that experience and something that I'll, you know, I'll be able to watch when I'm old and gray and in the nursing home.
Cheryl, everyone who meets you or listens to you on this radio walks away and says, wow, here's a beautiful lady who's been in a wheelchair for the last 30 years. She radiates love for life, gratitude, and a total joy for life. Cheryl, how do we get that outlook on life?
You know, I think that, you know, we're all born with inner strength, and it's up to us to find it within ourselves. You know, life is full of ups and downs and obstacles and challenges. It's how you respond to those bumps in the road and the choices that you make that will truly define who you are. You know, one of my favorite sayings is something I saw on the side of a road on a church sign, and it says, God made all of us like tea bags. We don't know how strong we are until we're in hot water. And that's really when some of us truly find out how strong we are, is when we're a hit rock bottom, or, you know, we're really tested in life. But all of us, like I said, we're born with this inner strength, and it's up to us to find it within ourselves.
A new year is soon to be on us. If there's a listener that says, Cheryl, I've been in a rut, you've really inspired me this evening, but how do I take the first step to get out of that rut?
Well, I think that, you know, you need to surround yourself with people who are positive. Like I said, my family has been an amazing support system to me. I think you need to accept the fact that adversity is inevitable in life, and that the choices that we make and the decisions that we make, you know, will, that's how we're going to chart our course. And I think faith is another big thing, faith that everything will work out, and that there will be light at the end of the tunnel.
You mentioned just a few seconds ago that your family has been an amazing help to your life. Speaking of which, you get a coach named Sean, and eventually he becomes your husband.
Yeah, I always tell people in 2000, at the 2000 Paralympics, I didn't come home with a medal, but I came home with something better, and that's my husband. I met my husband at the 2000 Paralympic Games. He was the he was one of the assistant coaches for the U.S. swim team, and after spending almost a month in Australia, we really got to know each other. And the funny thing is he's actually from Michigan, so I had to fly halfway around the world to Sydney, Australia, to find my husband. And he's coaches at Oakland University. He's the associate head coach there, and he's been coaching me ever since we met. We've been married 11 years, and he's been coaching me for 12 of those 11 years. And he's a big part of my success. I wouldn't have been able to do it without him.
You and Sean have recently taken under your wing young Tucker Dupree. Tell us about Tucker Dupree.
Tucker is a teammate of mine on the Paralympic team. I actually met Tucker in 2008, and we became fast friends. And he's just a really special person. And Tucker, similar to me, had a life-altering event in his life. For me, it was a spinal cord injury. For Tucker, you know, he was an able-bodied, athletic kid in high school, and when he was 17, he woke up one morning and his vision was a little blurry. And over the course of 3 months, He lost 80% of his vision, so he's a visually impaired athlete. And had been training for a while out at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, and was looking to make a change, and didn't have anywhere to go, and actually contemplated quitting swimming prior to the 2012 Paralympics. And my husband and I opened our homes to him, and he trains with my husband over at Oakland University, and in 2012 he was able to realize his dream of finally standing on the podium at the London Games. So he's still living with us and training, and has his eyes set for the Rio 2016 Games.
Cheryl, you've accomplished so much in your life. What are you the proudest of?
Wow. I guess I'm the proudest that I not of the individual awards that I've won, but the that I've been able to make something of my life. You know, it would have been very easy for me to quit and lay down and just sit at home and not do anything, but I'm proud of the fact that, you know, I looked at this as an opportunity to better my life. And so I think that's what I'm most proud of, is that that I never quit, that I made the most of my life.
As we begin this new year, what are your dreams and goals for 2014?
For me, I'd love to get more involved in disability causes. I'm on the board of a couple of a couple of organizations, but you know, swimming took a lot of my time. So I would love to work with injured veterans coming back from the war, or wounded warriors, introducing them to the sport of swimming and other athletics. So that's kind of what I'm passionate about.
As our time winds down tonight, what advice would you give to our young listeners?
Whew, like I said, never give up. I mean, I am grateful for every day that I get up, and I try to make the most of, you know, I truly believe that my life is a gift, and I try to live each and every day like that.
Cheryl, you're a shining example of Nick Vujicic's belief that if you put a G and an O in front of disabled, you get God is able. Keep up the great works. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Pasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week and a great year, because with God, anything is possible. Spahoma.